We're going to look at the story of the Exodus today in chapter 15 of that book. And here's what the Bible says. Then Moses, verse 1, then Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord and spoke, saying, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him. There's been considerable effort on the part of some preachers to try and paint the Old Testament as an era of salvation by works. Back in the old dispensation, they say, people had to earn God's favor through obedience to the law. But now in the New Testament, things are different because we're saved by grace. Now, that might be a very simplistic description of that sort of thinking, but that's essentially what it boils down to. Now, the song that Israel sings after crossing the Red Sea and witnessing the destruction of the Egyptian hordes completely contradicts that kind of thinking. The nation of Israel had been utterly helpless in the land of Egypt, incapable of freeing themselves from slavery. Their only hope was an act of God. Before they left, they were instructed to paint their doorposts with the blood of a lamb so that the angel of death would pass over their homes. A clear symbol pointing to the redemption the sacrifice of Christ on the cross would purchase for those sold into the slavery of sin. There was nothing legalistic or self-aggrandizing about Israel's redemption from slavery. The celebration that took place after the drowning of the Egyptians on the far side of the Red Sea wasn't a commemoration of Israel's might in battle. It was a declaration of God's goodness in delivering His people from slavery. Now, what's utterly incredible is the fact that God's people sing this very same song when they arrive in heaven, safe at last from the slavery of sin in the spiritual land of Egypt. Now listen to a remarkable passage found in the book of Revelation, chapter 15, beginning in the second verse. It says, "And I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who have the victory over the beast, over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints." Israel and the Christian church sing the same song. And that's because we're celebrating the same thing. We have been saved, not by our own ability or might, but by a powerful act of God. The truth is, everybody's always been saved the same way. Old Testament believers were just as incapable of saving themselves as we are. The only choice they had was faith in God. Nobody has ever earned his or her salvation. In every time and in every place throughout the history of the world, salvation has always been strictly a matter of faith. There isn't one method of salvation for our spiritual ancestors and a different one for us. It's always been the same. And of course, that leaves you with a choice. Either you trust in yourself or you trust in God. Believe me, apart from God, you stand about as much chance of getting into the kingdom of heaven as the Israelites did of crossing the Red Sea all by themselves. It would seem to me then that leaning on what God can do for you instead of what you think you can do for Him is always going to be a better way to live.